One of those is the ASTA Distinguished Service Award, and that recognizes people that have gone above and beyond or made some special contribution to the industry and has really facilitated our industry moving forward. So this morning, I get the great opportunity to present this award to Dave White, who is the chief of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service, and, of course, Secretary Vilsack mentioned Chief White a number of times this morning in his remarks. We've had very good success in this area over the past few years, and I would say even dramatic success with our Conservation Seed Committee in combination with the U.S. government and Chief White's department. In fact, we just held a working group session on Tuesday of this week to further that kind of work together. Chief White and his team have worked hard to implement programs and ensure our public lands are conserved, restored, and more resilient for the environmental challenges that we have. The NRCS partners with landowners and members of the seed industry to maintain a strong focus on stewardship and effective conservation practices. These restorations have really helped us in our industry and helped us in our agriculture, and it is made possible by the partnership and our seed industry providing high-quality seeds to prevent soil erosion, increase wildlife habitat, and reduce damages caused by floods and other natural disasters. The ASTA and the NRCS currently work together through a memorandum of understanding. 2012 marks the 10th anniversary of the workshop for the ASTA and the NRCS. So congratulations to Chief David White for the recipient of this year's ASTA's Distinguished Service Award. Chief White, if you'd come up, please.
Well, greetings, everyone. It's an honor to be here, and thank you so much for the honor. The Secretary talked some about stewardship and your role and how you are the foundation, and I would just like to echo that. The folks in this room, the billions of dollars that NRCS is entrusted with cost share with private landowners, not public. You can do whatever you want with the public lands. The fate of the environment rests in private hands, and voluntary incentive-based conservation is where we should be. But you all provide 90% of all the seed we use in our programs. That's incredible. One last thing on what the Secretary said, and he talked about how important you are. Next week, the House of Representatives will be debating the Agricultural Appropriations Bill. It'll be on the floor of the House. And I just want to call back, some of you in this room will remember this gentleman. It was Representative Kika de la Garza. He was a Democrat from Texas. He was chair of the House Ag Committee for years and years. He's retired now. But every year when the appropriation bill goes to the floor, there will be people who attack that bill. And every year, Kika de la Garza would go down to the House floor, and he would ask one question of the House of Representatives. And he said, looking at a nuclear-powered submarine, one of the most technologically advanced weapons in the United States arsenal, crowning achievement of our technology and engineering, how long can a nuclear submarine stay underwater? And the answer is, as long as they have food. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much.